Title: Writing Hooks That Cut Through Noisy Samples Advanced. Alright, let's get into an advanced drum and bass problem that hits everyone sooner or later. You've got that perfect vibe coming from busy material. Chopped breaks, vinyl crackle, resampled pads, distorted textures, maybe even some field recording grit. It sounds expensive and live, and then you drop in your hook and it just vanishes. Not because the hook is bad, but because the backdrop is a mid-range jungle and your hook has nowhere to stand. In this lesson, you're going to build an 8 to 16 bar hook section that stays readable on top of a noisy sample bed, rolling bass, and breaks. And you're going to do it without the beginner move of just turn it up. We'll win with four things: arrangement, spectral placement, transient design, and intelligent ducking, all with Ableton Live stock devices. First, quick session setup so you can make decisions fast. Set your tempo to about 172 to 176 BPM. Set your grid to 1/16. Because DNB rhythm detail lives there. Create tracks that make sense for speed, kick, snare, break, perk, then sub and mids for bass, then a noise bed track for your noisy sample loop, then a hook track, which can be instrument or audio, and create two returns, a short reverb and a tempo delay. On return A, load hybrid reverb, keep it tight, think room or ambience, not a long wash, decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hook stays forward. High cut around 6 to 9k to avoid sizzling up your noise floor. On return B, load echo. Sync it. Try an eighth, a dotted quarter, or the jungle swagger setting. 3/16. Keep feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it hard. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7k. This is ear candy, not a smear machine. Now we intentionally create the problem. On the noise bed track, drop in something that's legitimately busy. A vinyl texture loop, a dense pad resample, an old funk loop crushed up. You want it vibey, but competing. That's the point. Build a stock device chain like this. EQ 8 first, high pass at 30 to 60 Hz to ditch rumble. If it's already biting your ears, you can do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K, but don't overcarve yet. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. You're making it feel like a record, but also making it harder for the hook, which is exactly what we want for training. Optional redux for grit, downsample 2 to 8, dry wet 5 to 20%, a little goes a long way. Then utility, and widen it, 120 to 160%. The bed should spread out to the sides, so later we can make the hook feel center dominant. Now, before we even pick a sound, we pick a lane. This is huge. Don't design the hook as a cool timbre. Design it as a readable silhouette. In dense music, the ear grabs shape first. Rhythm contour and note contour. So here's a quick test. Mute everything except drums and your hook idea. After one listen, can you tap the rhythm back? And can you sing the contour like down, up, hold, even if it's just a basic sound? If you can't, no amount of processing will make it memorable in noise. Spectrally, here's the reality in DNB. Sub, 30 to 90 Hz, belongs to the sub. Don't put your hook identity there. Low mids, around 150 to 400, are risky because breaks, bass harmonics, and a lot of noise live there. The sweet spot for hooks that read is typically mids, about 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz, and then presence, 3 to 6k, but that can get harsh fast. A very DNB-friendly strategy is to make the hook's identity live in the 1 to 3K zone. That's where the ear focuses. Then you control it so it doesn't turn into painful glare. Now pick your hook type. You can do a Reese or Neuro mid-phrase, a rave stab, or a vocal one-shot microphrase. I'll walk you through the Reese mid-hook first, because it's the most common cut-through scenario. Create a MIDI track called Hook and load Waveatable. Oscillator 1, saw. Oscillator 2, square or saw. Detune it slightly. Add unison, 2 to 4 voices, amount around 10 to 20%. Enough movement to feel alive, not enough to smear. Filter, MS2 or Osser. Start cutoff around 300 to 800 Hz. Add drive, 3 to 8. We're generating harmonics that will later live in that intelligibility range. Amp envelope, fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain down about 6 to 12 dB. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. This keeps it punchy and phrase-like. Now write an 8-bar rhythmic phrase. Think of it as a rolling call that answers the snare. Use syncopation. Get some notes on the E and A of the beat. Keep pitch tight. 2 to 4 notes max. Root, minor 3rd, 4th plenty. The more notes you add, the more chances you give the noise bay to mask you. And now, a key advanced move, resample it, freeze and flatten, or record it to audio. Because once it's audio, you can treat it like classic DNB sound design. You can carve transients, do clip fades, reverse micro bits, and control space aggressively. If you'd rather go jungle, do the rave stab hook. Load simpler. One-shot mode. Warp off unless you need tempo lock. Trim the start and end tight so it's not lazy. Add a low-pass filter, LP24, cut off to taste. Then add a touch of pitch envelope for bite. Amount +2 to +8, decay 50 to 120 milliseconds. That tiny pitch drop creates a thwack that reads through breaks. Write the stab pattern sparingly. Hit on bar 1 beat 1, maybe bar 1 beat 3, then variation on bar 2, and leave space around snare hits on 2 and 4. A classic move is the stab answers after the snare, not on top of it. Cool. Now we make it cut. This is the core. The four-layer clarity method. Layer 1. Frequency slotting. On the hook track, at EQ 8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. The exact point depends on your bass layers, but the concept is, identity is not sub. Keep the sub clean, then add a gentle bell boost. +2 to +4 dB around 1.2 to 2.5k, Q around 0.7 to 1.4. That's your readme zone. If it gets harsh, dip a little around 3.5 to 6k, Q2 to 4, just -1 to -3 dB. Don't panic EQ it. You're controlling, not deleting. Now on the noise bed, add a Q8 and create a pocket. Dip 1 to 3k by about 2 to 6 dB with a moderate Q, around 1 to 2. Don't overdo it. If you carve a cannon in, the bed stops feeling like a bed and starts feeling like a hole. Layer 2. Transient shape. Your hook needs a front edge. Put drum bus on the hook. Yes, on hooks. Drive 2 to 8. Crunch optional, 0 to 10. Transients up, +10 to +35. Boom off, or extremely low, because we're not making sub here. Think of this like adding consonants to speech. In a noisy room, people understand T and K more than they understand extra volume. Transients are your consonants. Layer 3. Duck the noise, not the hook. On the noise bid track, add compressor. Turn on side chain and choose the hook as the input. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 180 milliseconds. Adjust release so it bounces in time, not like a pumpy mistake. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the hook hits. This is the secret. The bed breathes around the hook. The hook feels louder without moving its fader. Layer 4. Mono focus plus controlled stereo. Put utility on the hook. If the hook has any low-end content, turn on bass mono. Then set width around 80 to 110%. Don't go ultra-wide. Remember, your bid is already wide. If everything is wide, nothing is in front. A great move is to automate hook width. Narrower in a verse, like 80 to 90%. Then open it slightly in the drop, like 100 to 115. Instant lift without adding volume. Meanwhile, keep the noise bid wide, like 150%. Sides for vibe, center for message. Now let's make sure arrangement is doing its job. A super reliable 16-bar drop layout goes like this. Bars 1 to 4, hook statement. Simple, no flexing yet. Bars 5 to 8, variation. Change rhythm or answer the phrase with a pitch move. Bars 9 to 12, remove the hook for a bar or two. Let drums and bass breathe. This makes the hook feel like an event when it returns. Bars 13 to 16, highest energy version. Add an octave, add a controlled tail, or do effect throws. And here are a few practical contrast tricks that make hooks inevitable. Do a micro drop. Mute the noise bed for half a bar right before the hook enters. Even a half bar is enough to reset the ear. Do a one-beat blackout before the hook appears the first time. Cut almost everything except maybe a short noise rise or the snare. One beat. Then the hook lands and it feels massive. Do a delay throw only on the last hit of bar 8 or 16. Automate the echo send up just for that one moment. Keep the delay filtered so it doesn't turn into hiss. And automate density, not volume. Add ghost notes. Add a quiet reply in the sides. Add delay only on phrase endings. The hook becomes more informative, not louder. Now, the classic jungle problem. Breaks are mid-range monsters. If you're using an amen-style break, it's probably eating exactly the area you want for hook intelligibility. On the break track, use EQ 8. Try a small dip around 1 to 2.5k, just a couple dB, if it's masking the hook. And if the break is too pokey, add drum bus and actually reduce transients a bit. like -5 to -15. You're taking the sharpest spikes off the brake so your hook can own the front edge. Also, micro timing is a clarity tool, not just groove. If the hook transient lands exactly with the brake transient, they blur into one thunk. Try nudging the hook slightly later by 8 to 20 milliseconds, or slightly earlier by 5 to 10 milliseconds. Pick the setting that separates them without sounding flammy. In DNB, tiny shifts matter a lot. Now, a few advanced checks to find problems fast. First, the band limit test. Put EQ8 on the master for a moment. Low pass to around 3.5K, then high pass to around 250 Hz. You're checking the intelligibility band. If the hook dies here, you don't have a hook problem, you have a mid-range and transient definition problem. Second, the pink noise test. Drop a pink noise sample on a track. Keep it quiet, and raise it until your hook starts disappearing. If it vanishes early, it's not occupying that 1 to 3K zone strongly enough, or the transient isn't defined enough. Let's level up with a couple sound design extras. If you have Live 12, try dynamic EQ pocketing on the noise bid instead of a static cut. Put EQ8 on the bid, set a bell band around 1 to 3K to dynamic, and have it dip only when the hook hits. That way the bed stays exciting when the hook rests, and yields only when it must. Another pro move is creating consonants with a parallel click layer. Duplicate the hook track. On the duplicate, hard high pass at 1K or higher, saturate for edge, then gate it so it's super short. Blend it quietly under the main hook until it's felt, not obviously heard. It's like adding a controlled tick that translates through chaotic breaks. And once your phrase is right, commit to auto early. Print 8 to 16 bars and do clip level edits. Add a 2 to 8 millisecond fade in to avoid clicks but keep punch. Add a 20 to 80 millisecond fade out so the tail doesn't mask the next break hit. This is one of the most underrated ways to make things read in noise. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the hook wide and the bed wide. You'll lose center focus and it all blurs. Don't boost 8 to 12K hoping it will cut. In a noisy bed, that often just boosts hiss and harshness. Don't overlayer the hook. A hook is a message. Too many layers becomes another texture, not a statement. Don't sidechain the hook when your goal is to feature it. Duck the bed, and don't keep arrangement flat. If everything is max, nothing feels like a hook. Before we wrap, here's a mini timed exercise you can do in 20 minutes. Add a noisy loop to noise bid and widen it to about 150%. Create a two-bar hook phrase, either a mid-bass phrase or a stab. On the hook, eck. High pass 150 to 250 and boost about 3 dB around 1.8K. This audio version is shortened for playback.